we wanted to spend a little bit of time with you to introduce you to some of our leaders and have them talk a little bit about the commercial areas of the business that they manage and what they're seeing for 2015. So first up will be David Hollenreich. He's our Vice President of Marketing, and he's going to talk about Bayer and our commitment to innovation.
Good afternoon. You know, it's a little different than Ag Issues Forum, where it's the packed house, but as Beth and I were talking about this event, I think it's great that media are now here and a part of what we're doing. Getting our voice out across the industry is really critical, and you play a vital role, so thank you. As Beth said, I get to talk a little bit about innovation and where we're headed as a company. I'd like to start with an overview of who we are. And but before I do that, I have to tell you that anything that I do say maybe shouldn't be an indication of your stock purchases. So I'm obligated to say that. But a little bit about us. Bayer Crop Science has over 22,000 employees globally. We are certainly an international organization focused on helping farmers produce higher yields to feed a growing planet. We have full year sales of about 9 billion euro last year and continue to grow and are doing great things based on the innovations that we're providing. So a little bit about our global footprint, again, operating really across the globe with a headquarters in Monheim, Germany. Our seed headquarters and biotech headquarters is here in the U.S. at our RTP campus. But you can see we really are global in how we operate with over 34 manufacturing facilities, 13 R&D facilities, and many, many seed processing facilities. And by the way, that's growing in footprint every year. In terms of our investment areas, and I think this really speaks to our commitment to innovation, we're looking across all disciplines of plant protection, from crop protection, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, seed treatments, as well as seeds and traits, biotechnology, germplasm, as well as now biologics. And we're investing over $1 billion annually in R&D. In terms of how this breaks down into a little bit more detail, we're looking across disease control, crop efficiency, trying to help crops thrive in less than great conditions. So think of, you know, when it's droughty or when it's too cold, farmers want to be able to get incremental yield, and we're looking in research to enable that. We spend an awful lot of time and effort on weed management. I think we all know here in this room that weed resistance is on about 70 million acres in the U.S. Farmers are increasingly challenged with difficult-to-control weeds, and this is certainly an area of emphasis in our research. We have great nematode control science, and Brad will be speaking about not only nematodes but also sudden death syndrome, and one of our new inventions that was just registered yesterday that we're proud of. Also, of course, pest control, both on the farm and in the home, is a big part of what drives us. And one of the themes that pulls all this together is our investment in digital capabilities, really trying to understand the data, aggregate the data, analyze it, and help farmers make close to real-time business decisions. So these are our platforms, and as we think about, you know, what has that delivered, I'm pleased to say that we've delivered more innovation to agriculture over the last 10 years in crop protection than any of our peers. And this is a notable achievement, given that we have some formidable competitors. But you can see on the screen all the products that we've delivered. Some of these are massive blockbusters today, and I'm really proud of what we've been able to do. Moving forward, we also have over 30 new products coming in the next decade. And this is across, again, all those disciplines of herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, seed treatments, which we call seed growth, and then some new novel products, of course, are also driving our success. But again, over 30 new products. We're going to talk about a couple that are brand new here this year. We expect to introduce Savanto. Savanto is going to be a new horticulture insecticide that allows farmers additional flexibility throughout the cropping system, whereby they now have a chemistry that they can use through bloom. which is a notable achievement because in a lot of cases, farmers have to stop spraying insecticides at that point. Brad's going to speak to Alevo. Alevo is a brand new product that, again, was just registered yesterday, and we're excited about this because sudden death syndrome is a pest that causes farmers an economic loss every year of about $500 million. So we're proud to introduce a revolutionary product that will help farmers defend against that pest. Diflex is a brand new herbicide that combines an active ingredient that you know already called dicamba with one of our proprietary safeners that will allow farmers to use this product as an effective weed control tool for a longer duration in that cropping system. Vellum Total we expect to be registered in a couple years. This combines the same active ingredient that would be in Alevo with another insecticide that we have that will be used in furrow for peanut and cotton growers. And then Credenz is a launch that we're just bringing to the marketplace this year. Credenz is our new soybean brand, and Diego will speak to our efforts in that area. In terms of other investments, so how do we enable this? I think it's important also to look at the commitment to U.S. agriculture from an infrastructure standpoint. So we have locations across the U.S. We're investing over $1 billion in the U.S., growing our infrastructure to support our technology advancements. And just a few of these examples, we just opened the West Sacramento site. That's our biologics global headquarters. Very proud of that achievement. It's a state-of-the-art facility where our biological research is done. We just opened a new greenhouse in Memphis, Tennessee, that helps with our soybean advancement as well as our cotton advancement. And by the way, these greenhouses are different than when we grew up. We're talking about things that come in on a conveyor, they get tagged, and an application gets made, and then they go back out and get analyzed by computers. It's not David, you know, coming in there and watering them every day. Greenhouse 1, we just broke ground on that. That's another greenhouse, state-of-the-art greenhouse in RTP that will be operational at the end of 2015. We also have a fairly significant investment in breeding. We opened a breeding site in Canada in Saskatoon here just recently. We broke ground on a breeding center in Lincoln, Nebraska, to support our wheat investment, which we believe wheat is the new frontier, and significant investments need to be made there. And then to support our cotton business, we've invested in the Bear Museum in Lubbock, Texas. So these are just a few of the investments that are brand new to support our technology advancement. One of the things that's near and dear to my heart, and many of you know this by participating in Ag Issues Forum, is speaking on behalf of modern production agriculture. And this is a challenge that I think all of us face. One of the things that I learned when I was at Ag Issues Forum is you're on our side. What we have to do is we have to advocate on behalf of modern production agriculture with mainstream media. We have to get really into a dialogue with people that may not understand the facts around modern production agriculture, understand their opinions, advocate on our behalf, advocate on behalf of the science, and really connect the mind, the intellectual situation, with, you know, what's driving them, what their emotions are. So we're putting a lot more effort into this, really encouraging a broader dialogue and making sure that we're putting the facts with the emotion to put a better face on agriculture. Some of the examples of this, certainly Ag Issues Forum is where we started, but we're participating now in Feeding the Planet, Planet Forward, an initiative with George Washington University, whereby we're together with many people that just don't know the facts around ag biotechnology or some of the other science, and really trying to showcase ag in a way that helps them understand it better. We also opened the North America Bee Care Center here recently, and just this year we've hosted over 2,000 people to learn more about what we're doing to advance bee science. So I'm very proud of some of these efforts, and it's really, again, all about creating a dialogue and understanding other people's viewpoints. in terms of creating that dialogue and showcasing the benefits of modern production agriculture, one of the campaigns we have is hashtag Thankful for Ag, really trying to encourage people to understand a bit more about where their food is grown, how their food is grown, how they benefit from modern production ag. And I invite you to connect into this activity. By the way, we've donated over 164,000 meals thus far. Our goal is 200,000. Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll get there. And with your support, I'm sure we will.